Then I would imagine the enrollment was increasing, and then how are you going to get all these children into that little lighthouse?
Well, we were bulging at the seams. In fact, we knew that any time they were going to come in and say, you can't keep operating here, the health department or whoever. So we began to pray again that God would somehow give us a bigger place. And one day, this gentleman is a real character. His name is Don Morey, a wonderful guy. He was an administrator of a church nearby, and he walked in. He was all business kind of guy. And he said, I'm administrator for Emmanuel Baptist Church, and we're not too far from here, and my wife has been on my case to come by here. And she saw something on TV about y'all the other night, and she said, I need to come by here. So I'd like a tour. Well, I took him on tour, which took about 2 minutes because there wasn't far to go. We came back in, and he said, this is a really good program you have here. And I said, well, thank you. He said, but this is the most rinky-dink facility I've ever seen. And he said, you need a bigger place. And I said, yes, we do. He said, well, okay. Thank you for the tour. He left. And the next day he called. And he said, tomorrow's Saturday. I'd like for you to meet me at Emmanuel Baptist Church. Are you and that little teacher of yours meet me? I said, okay. So he said, there's something I want to show you. I said, okay. So I went in and told Christy. Well, the part of the story that I love, because Christy was just, she was so in tune with the Lord. A few days prior to that, I had walked in. She was sitting at one of the children's tables, which served as her desk. She had a big piece of butcher paper out there. And I said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm designing our next facility. I said, okay. And she said, Marcia, it's going to be wonderful. I think the ideal thing would be to have like a big room with some like little rooms off of it. So we could take the children into those little rooms and do one-on-one with them. And she said, and then over here, we'd have another big room with some other little rooms off of it. And she's just, I said, Christy, we're barely making it month to month. We never know where the money's going to come from. There's no way that we can afford a place like that. And she looked at me just incredulous. And she said, Marcia, God knows our needs. And if God knows our needs, he's preparing a place for us. And if he's preparing a place for us, I just want to make sure he understands exactly what we need. So she was designing the blueprints for God. Well, that Saturday, we met this gentleman at Emmanuel Baptist Church. He took us up to the third floor of Emmanuel Baptist Church. And he opened, he said, now you're not going to be able to go in here. But he said, I want to open this. And he opened the door, and it was a huge room stacked with chairs. It was wall-to-wall chairs stacked up 3 and 4 high. And he said, we can't go in because we're using this for storage. He said, but those doors over there just open up to little tiny classrooms. They're little bitty. But there's, as you can see, there's like 5 or 6 over there. He took us down the hall, another big room with little rooms off of it, exactly matching Christie's blueprint. And so he offered us that space. The church approved it. Very soon thereafter, we had moved into our second facility, Emmanuel Baptist Church.
So then I would imagine the enrollment grew.
Continued to grow.
And then that means money, expenses to meet every month. I believe your husband, Phil, had some concerns.
Oh, he did. He did. He, bless his heart, you know, having his father was in the savings and loan business. He was in the savings and loan business. And that's when savings and loans were, you know, at their peak. And it was hard for him. And he had taken over just kind of managing the finances. We had put a board of directors together, but he was really the only finance guy on the board. And one day he said, honey, he said, we can't keep operating this way. We just can't. You have to understand, my husband's an easygoing sort. He's very laid back, kind of opposite of me. And he was pacing, which I found quite amusing because I had never seen him pace or stew. And he was stewing and he was pacing. And I said, what is going on? And he said, we've got to have $1,200. We've got to have $1,200 at the end of this week. We don't have it. And he said, we never have that much money come in, and, you know, or not. And he said, I don't know. Honey, you don't understand. We have to pay these bills. I mean, you just kind of, you know, by faith, blindly go along, but we have to pay these bills. And I said, well, I know. But I said, look at what all God's done and how he's provided. I said, surely he'll provide again. He said, $1,200? I said, well, I realize that's a lot. That's a lot. Well, the next day, I walked in, and sometimes people would send the checks to our home address just because they knew of us or whatever. Well, the Lions Club had our address. They didn't have the Lighthouse address. The Lions Club had sent a check. I walked in, and Phil's standing there looking very sheepish. I said, what? He said, you are not going to believe this. And I said, what? He said, the Lions Club has decided to begin donating $200 a month to the Little Lighthouse. I said, you're kidding. That's wonderful. And he said, that's not all. They've decided to make it 6 months retroactive. So this check is for $1,200. And then he looked at me and he said, I'll never doubt again. And he would, if he were sitting here, he would tell you that sure, there were those times when he did, but it was a huge thing for him. It was a huge faith boost for him. And it was just one more time when God had demonstrated that if we will pray and if we will trust, that he will make a way and he will provide. Okay. So we continued on walking by faith, and God continued to provide. And 50 years later, the most remarkable thing, and I pray my world can hear this, that in 50 years, he's, even though we have no federal funding, we do not receive United Way, we do not receive insurance reimbursements, and no tuition, so we really do not ever know where the money is going to come from. Our budget is now over $4 million a year, but we've never gone a dime in debt. Even our facility, which we finally were able to move into our first permanent home site in 1990, we had moved into another church that was all on one floor, which was wonderful. Southside Christian Church were gracious enough to allow us space there. And from there, we finally were able to move into our first permanent facility that we were able to design specifically for children with special needs at 36th and Yale, where we still are. And that first facility was a $2 million project, and it was built debt-free.